The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back, second hour of the National Intel Report today. The day is Thursday. The date is the 27th of July, 2017. And folks, we're still about $4,500 short of our goal here. And it's already coming up on the end of the month. And the donations have dropped off. That'll carry into next month, and that'll put us right in the danger zone again. We have been working diligently. There's a couple irons in the fire right now that I do believe is going to assist in the funding for this network. I can't tell you anything about it until the people give me the okay to do so. But it's in the works, so just saying. Ken in New York. Hello, Ken.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. I want to go back to when you mentioned, I always get irked when I hear McCain and Graham mentioned in the same sentence. And the only thing I would say is if I was eulogizing him, I would just smile over the crowd and say he overstayed his welcome.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
I said if I were eulogizing John McCain, I would just look over the crowd of one or two people and say he overstayed his welcome.
Yeah. Well, and term limits, I'll tell you what, we're going to have term limits in this country when we have an actual balanced budget, which is going to be never.
And if I could say one thing about Lindsey Graham, every time I see Lindsey Graham, he reminds me of the old Foghorn Leghorn character, the Chicken Hawk.
Mm-hmm. Hmm? Talking loud and saying nothing.
I'm a chicken hawk, and I want my chicken.
There you go. All right,
thank
Ken.
You.
You're welcome, Ken. Another Clinton researcher, just ends up dead. You know, it's no big deal, folks. No big deal. You know, this stuff happens all, people die every day. Well, my good friend Mark Anderson wrote this one. He said, considering the sordid history of the political intrigue and foul play surrounding Hillary and Bill, the rather mysterious death in Rochester, Minnesota, of a longtime investigator of the Clintons isn't generating anything close to the level of public interest it deserves. What's worse is that national TV media outlets evidently are blacking out news about the investigator, Peter W. Smith, and his quote-unquote suicide, and how and why he died in mid-May. I just learned about this a couple days ago. The broadcast news suppression is even harder to explain, considering several sizable newspapers and social media have to some extent covered Smith's apparent suicide, yet the national TV networks did not run the story, even as they obsess nonstop over Trump-Russia collusion allegations. The Wall Street Journal, to its credit, took the lead in publishing reports on Smith's research on Hillary, having interviewed Smith just 10 days before he was found dead. Smith is reported to have left a suicide note stating that he took his own life, at the age of 81 due to ill health. Now, he allegedly had traveled to Rochester to visit the famous Mayo Clinic, and the official explanation, in the Rochester Aspen Suites Hotel on May 14th, Smith did himself in by putting a plastic bag around his head and pumping the bag full of helium from a propane-style tank to displace the oxygen and asphyxiate himself. Does this sound like any suicide you ever heard of? At least that's what police, a funeral home employee, and some mainstream newspapers, including the Chicago Tribune, what they have reported. And in the note that the police claimed that they found, Smith reportedly apologized to authorities and said that no foul play whatsoever was involved in his death. Now, he wrote that he was taking his own life because of a recent bad turn in health since January 2017 and timing related to life insurance of $5 million expiring. Now, this is the guy going back years here. The investigation of the Clintons covered a lengthy time period back to Bill Clinton's Troopergate, the sexual scandal days as Arkansas governor, and during the Clinton White House and its countless, I should say, collusions, including Chinagate. Chinagate saw the well-connected Chinese businessman enter the White House dozens of times to make financial arrangements, and dare it be called bribery, for obtaining U.S. military missile guidance technology for Chinese companies through Clinton. Among other things, that pale in comparison to anything that Donald Trump is being accused of. But Smith's latest project involved looking into Hillary's emails from her time as Secretary of State from 2009 to 2013. He had been poking around lately to get more information on over 30,000 emails that Hillary claimed she deleted simply because they contained personal matters. And what really matters here is what Hillary Clinton's emails contain, not who hacked them. That's the narrative, that's the siding that they took you down on the train track of truth. Hillary's emails likely contain information exposing that foreign officials, government, and/or corporate, etc., donated money to the Clinton Foundation in exchange for political favors when she was the Secretary of State. The Tribune is among the relatively few newspapers that has sustained the probe into Smith's research and seemingly sudden suicide. Now, although in doing so, this formerly intrepid newspaper, once operated by legendary anti-war conservative Colonel Robert R. McCormick, appears prone to giving Chicago native Hillary Clinton considerable leeway. Barack Obama was incubated in the same Chicago political machine from which Hillary ascended, and where former Obama White House Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel serves as mayor. And by the way, according to Mr. Anderson, there's been rumblings that Hillary may run for mayor. Yeah, hopefully it's in Bangladesh. The Tribune said it obtained a Minnesota state death record filed in Olmsted County saying Smith committed suicide in a hotel near the Mayo Clinic at 1:17 p.m. on Sunday, May 14th. However, an autopsy was carried out, but the Southern Minnesota Regional Medical Examiner's Office declined a Tribune request for the autopsy report and released limited information about his death. And I guess AXA, Equitable Life Insurance Company, a spokeswoman for that, listed in recovered documents as Smith's insurance carrier, had no immediate comment. Now, by not releasing that autopsy report, the coroner has made it harder for researchers to make an assessment of actually what happened to Smith. Independent of Minnesota authorities, making matters worse, Smith's body was cremated in Minnesota. Police Chief Roger Peterson of Rochester did describe Smith's death as unusual. Yeah, I'd say so. A Rochester cremation service employee from the funeral home that responded to the hotel call added that to the controversy by saying he recalled seeing a tank when he helped remove Smith's body from the hotel room. The employee who spoke on condition may not be identified because of the sensitive nature of Smith's death, described the tank as being similar in size to a propane tank on a gas grill. He didn't recall seeing any bag that Smith would have placed over his head. He said the coroner and the police were there, and that he didn't do a lot of looking around. Police said that he found a receipt from a local Walmart, timestamped from the previous day, for the purchase of helium jumbo tanks and other items. Yet, because police, perhaps naively, felt that no foul play occurred, they apparently have not bothered to access Walmart security videos to see if Smith actually purchased the tanks. Now, finally, police said the two helium tanks in the room were draped with vinyl-covered ankle or wrist weights, the kind used for exercise. The report didn't offer any explanation as to what those weights were for. So, just saying, folks. You know, here's somebody that's hot on a story about Hillary Clinton. Jeez, that narrative, those emails, those 30,000 emails, just... Where is Jeff Sessions? Where is Jeff Sessions? He's sitting in Washington, D.C. He's now the Attorney General of the United States. And we've got Hillary Clinton walking around not being investigated or indicted. And I don't know. Call me crazy. But it just seemed that Mr. Comey just was giving too much favor to Hillary Clinton and maybe looking the other way. And we wouldn't for one second think that Mr. Mueller is doing the same thing. But again, Jeff Sessions is the Attorney General of the United States on the campaign trail with Trump. I don't think that there was any doubt as to how Mr. Trump felt about Hillary Clinton, and I think he was probably in a better position to know than any of us out here, you or I, to know how dirty she really was as Secretary of State. And why we got, now we have collusion with Trump and Russia that has been beat into the ground. Nobody's talking about Hillary Clinton. Nobody's talking about the Clinton Foundation. Keith in Montana. Hello, Keith.
Hey, John, I got two things for you.
Yep.
One is your last remark. What about John McCain's links to Saudi Arabia and all his foundation that's totally linked to Saudis, you know? Anyway.
Oh, but see, the Saudis, Keith, the Saudis are the good guys. We just did a multi-billion dollar arms deal with them, and they're going to do good things with that.
Yeah. Anyway, in reference to what you were talking about earlier, I think, in a way, and bear with me on this, the rampant sexual problems in the military is no different than what we see with what is used to take down U.S. politicians. A friend of mine sent me a video, says it, about 4 months ago, says, can you believe this? And I looked at it. It was a bunch of young college boys that are doing their initiation into whatever high beta or whatever frat fraternity thing that they wanted to get into. And they were doing all their little homosexual acts and stuff. And these kids, after completing college, can't get jobs. But with some kind of college thing, they can come out and go into the military and get an officer's position.
Well, I mean, and Keith, you know, you keep hearing the narrative in the news and the newspapers that, you know, we have all kinds of positions to be filled here in the United States, but we're short on the labor force. You know, we're short on the talent to fill those jobs. So, you know, we kind of need some foreigners' help here. We need more foreigners in this country to fill those job slots that evidently, I guess, part of the 90 million strong troop out there that is still unemployed. I guess if you don't work your job for a couple of months, you're uncounted and useless. So we need foreigners to come in with their up-to-date training.
Yeah, I think it was on Twitter earlier, it said something like 3 million Americans quit their jobs the last month or something like that. But anyway, I wanted to expound on this more. Maybe it's because of the subversion of that and getting the military to do things. Could you imagine, say you had a few past indiscretions in your youth, and you finally get your degree, you get an advancement into the military, you get a wife, a nice family going, and then suddenly these videos pop back up, and they're used to blackmail you into doing this covert stuff that we find in all these illegal wars, whether it's the torture programs or what. I think that's the real issue. And by cleaning up the military in that way, where people don't or can't be blackmailed, it might be the premise behind this. And as far as your last statement there, there are videos on YouTube of the U.S. down in Mexico and other Latin American countries with their nice, big, huge MRAP vehicles enticing the kiddies to where the government says that if your son enlists in the U.S. military, we will give you clearance to move your family into the United States.
And give you help with college tuition and all sorts of other mm-hmm. perks and benefits, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Americans have realized that all these wars have not been for alleged national security unless you're a corporation. They no longer want to fight these wars. They're tired of wars. So the only way you can do that is to dig up recruitments from others. And, of course, well, I don't care if it's war refugees coming from Libya or Europe, we'll call it. Of course, we know they're from Libya through Italy and then brought over here. But they keep passing them off as being Syrian refugees. There's very few Syrian refugees in the United States. They're all from Europe. And then the other problem is, though, is they will gladly do this to get their citizenship, thinking that they're going to get some great huge perks and stuff, and not just for themselves again, but for family members, to get them out of those same war-strifed areas where the U.S., through the Oliver North days, have done all these drug wars, where they're down there beheading people with chainsaws with those U.S.-backed cartels, the Sinaloa drug cartels and stuff, the banks that launder hundreds of billions of dollars in those cartel monies. And that's what they're fleeing from. The same thing with the Fast and Furious weapons and U.S. Border Patrol being killed by the same. El Capo in his man cave adorned by those Fast and Furious weapons. You know, they're the ones causing this migration stuff. And, of course, we know, like George Soros, this has all been pre-planned.
Well, you know, we've got massive distractions still going on. And important things are not being covered in the news in this country. And I, you know, Keith, we know what the media does in this country. And I've just about had enough of Fox News and them being held as being the only conservative news outlet in this country. And all they're doing is piling on in the political distraction game by getting up and endlessly, hour after hour after hour after hour, talking about the Trump connection to Russia. Now they couldn't stick anything on Donald. Now they're trying to stick it on his son-in-law. But there's no other news that Fox News is carrying to any degree. There's a world of stuff happening right now, but they sure as hell, evidently, they just don't see it.
Well, you have to remember, John, the premise has always been to demonize another country right before you attack it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if it's weapons of mass destruction.
But let me ask you, Keith, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Do you actually believe the United States would attack Russia?
No, but I do believe that they are covertly, like John Pilger says, the next war will be in China because it's the biggest threat. Their currencies are all gold-backed, the BRICS members, and the United States, the only backing they have is going to be the blood of a U.S. boy, and I don't care if you're LGBT or what like that, you know. There is nothing to back this currency, and if you go to usdebtclock.org and you see the massive amount of debt, the jobs, the auto industry, whatever it has, this country cannot sustain itself. And like Mike Rivero does say, this country is headed for a Soviet-era collapse. And the last thing it will do is to strike out in revenge towards all those vassal states. We see the entire Middle East now aligning towards Russia and China. People are picking sides right now for the big war.
Well, and as I thought was going to happen, at least Mr. Trump said that it was going to happen, him being president, we were going to get the hell out of the Middle East. I'm still waiting. I'm seeing signs that, you know what, we might be getting out of Syria, but those stories hit, and then they just disappear.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, Keith, thanks. Okay, thanks.
Take
thanks
care.
For the call, Keith. Appreciate it.
They came and took it all away.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Let's get around to this one. I am shocked at this one. FBI agent indicted in killing of Lavoy Finicum. Whoa. Say it ain't so, Joe. Comes from the Sleuth Journal. 21st Century Wire says, back in January of 2016, 21st Century Wire reported how the Oregon standoff protesters, the convoy was intercepted in an ambush by federal forces, and how Lavoy Finicum was executed. Here's this term again, a rogue agent. The mainstream media was silent. Running point on the government's propaganda campaign was the Oregonian newspaper, supposed award-winning reporter, Lise Zaitz, spelled Z-A-I-T-Z, Zaitz, Zaitz, whatever, who shamefully referred to the planned federal ambush as a traffic stop. As it turns out, the mainstream media was completely wrong while we were completely right. Now, this was an elaborate, federally managed cover-up right from the start. 21 Wire, they keep referring to them as 21st Century Wire, reported at the time the obvious contradictions without any audio to track to sync with the FBI's aerial footage. Remember they come out with that? That one shocked me. But of course, there was no sound. It was impossible to know when shots were fired and if the official story was actually true. And as part of the federal cover-up, FBI Special Agent in Charge, Greg Bretzing, insisted that their footage provided an honest and unfiltered view of what had happened. There's only one problem. They left witnesses, the remaining people in Lavoie's truck. Well, of course, it wasn't, and new evidence told a completely different story, exposing the official story as a lie right from the onset. Now, did you see that an FBI guy got indicted? Did you see that on Fox News? I didn't see it. See it on MSNBC? I didn't see it. Lavoie was shot 3 times in the back, an autopsy revealed, with one of the bullets piercing Finnicum's heart. Now, the obvious problem with how these latest legal proceedings are being framed is this. Finnicum is executed with 3 shots to the back after a pre-planned federal ambush, while the hired federal gunman who pulled the trigger is indicted for lying. In addition to this story, the FBI agent indicted for allegedly lying about a pivotal moment during the 2016 Malheur National Wildlife Refuge occupation has hired a high-profile Washington, D.C.-based attorney to defend him. Indicted FBI hostage rescue team member W. Joseph Astorita has retained Robert Kerry, who's well known in the nation's capital for his defense of former Alaska Senator Ted Stevens. In 2008, the Department of Justice indicted the Republican senator on corruption charges. Years later, the case was dismissed and found to be an example of gross prosecutorial misconduct. If what happened to Senator Ted Stevens, a powerful senator, a few blocks from the Supreme Court of the United States, a few blocks from the White House, United States Capitol. If it can happen to him, it can happen to anybody, Kerry said in 2015 speech to an American Bar Association gathering. Now, Kerry will serve as co-counsel on this case with Portland-based attorney David Angeli and Tyler Francis, according to Angeli himself. Federal prosecutors have accused Arasita of lying to investigators about firing his gun during a traffic stop that left Malheur occupation leader Lavoie Finnicum dead. Now, though neither of Arasita's shots hit Finnicum, prosecutors have charged the FBI agent with several felonies for allegedly failing to disclose them. Those charges include making false statements and obstruction of justice. No mention of who shot Lavoie, but I can almost bet as one of those Phoebes are out there just doing a traffic stop when they knew damn right well where Lavoie Finnicum and the gang were going to the next county to go see the county sheriff.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
NutriMedical's Calm Mind supports a relaxed mood and helps to support your brain neurotransmitter, helps lower blood pressure, helps to make you feel calm all day long, and helps to make it easier to go to sleep. Calm Mind contains GABA. It also contains xanthine and L-theanine, an amino acid from green tea. And it contains myo-inositol, a special B vitamin. Because it's such high quality, it works amazingly for anxiety, panic attack, and for depression. Get Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. The special studies that have been done on Calm Mind show that it helps to stabilize the neurons in the brain, lower the autonomic nervous system that raises blood pressure, and it helps to support normal calming activity throughout the body. That means you're going to have much higher energy level, much more stable mood, be able to tolerate stress better, and it helps to stabilize blood sugar as well. So order Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Story up and disappeared on me here about the guy that are you sure it's not posted up? Well, can you dig that up and post it over here? Because I'd really like to cover that one. In the meantime, while he's looking that up, Trump announces ban on transgender individuals serving in the military. President Trump tweeted Wednesday that the U.S. government will not allow transgender people to serve in any capacity in the U.S. military. In a series of tweets, after consultation with my generals and military experts, please be advised that the United States government will not accept or allow transgender individuals to serve in any capacity in the U.S. military. Our military must be focused on decisive and overwhelming victory and cannot be burdened with the tremendous medical cost and disruption that transgender in the military would entail. He signs off by saying thank you. Now, when I was in military, folks, back in the early 70s, you know, that's the excuse that you got out to get out of the military. And, you know, and a lot of guys used it, you know, either college deferments or, you know, they'd blow a toe off or something like that, or they'd claim that they were foo-foos and, well, the military didn't want you. That was even during the time that they tried volunteer army. They called it Volar. And they wanted people to enlist. They wanted to do away with the draft and just have people voluntarily walk into the meat mill. Did you find it? It's in there. And this is the politically correct world. You know, I'm telling you what, folks. Guys in military, there's a lot of downtime interspersed with sheer terror and pumping adrenaline. And in the military, there's a certain amount of, how should I say, male testosterone that's thrown around. Now, is this the new military? Yeah, I can just absolutely see guys standing around at the enlisted man's club, you know, raising toasts to the people that can't figure out what gender they are. This is not accepted in the military, no matter how much the news media tells you that it is. Did you find that story or no? The guy was from Arizona, and I think he was sentenced to 67 years. I'm sorry, what? Well, he was just found guilty a few days ago. Yeah, evidently they didn't. See if you can find it. Well, we'll even take their slant or the color on the story. Go ahead. 68 years in prison. Go ahead and put it over here. Is it coming? Don't you have to do a refresh over there for me to get this? There we go. Now, folks, if you noticed, back in 2014, yeah, this was covered by the media, and this is over a simmering half century plus. Whose land is it anyhow? And this is true that these were territories, and the government was just protecting that land. And when the states, or when the territories became states, that land was to be turned over to the states. And folks, nobody died at this thing. The only violence that was reported was coming from the police and their dogs, sicking their dogs on protesters. No firearm was leveled or aimed at anybody on either side. But just yesterday, a federal judge sentenced a Phoenix man to 68 years in prison for his role as a gunman. A gunman? There were a hell of a lot of people out there with guns, folks. In a standoff that stopped federal agents from rounding up cattle near the Nevada ranch of anti-government activist Cliven Bundy 3 years ago. Yeah, there is a nice spin. It's an AP story that Vegas newspaper picked up. Prosecutors had sought a maximum sentence of 73 years for Gregory Burleson after he was convicted of threatening and assaulting a federal officer. obstruction, and traveling across state line in aid of extortion. How, what extortion? What threatening? Assaulting a federal officer with what? Bad language? How in the hell do you get 68 years in prison? And how do you get singled out? Burleson's attorney, Terrence Jackson, said he will appeal. Well, I've got a suggestion here, Mr. Burleson. Appeal it with a different attorney. Because if you got convicted on this flimsy crap and you got 68 years, yeah, you'd better find yourself another attorney. Now, Navarro, Judge Navarro, said she believed Burleson and other armed men used scare and bullying tactics to put federal agents in such mortal fear that they abandoned attempts to enforce court orders to round up Bundy cattle in April of 2014. Scaring and bullying. Now get you 68 years, folks. 68 years. Navarro said the government employees suffered lasting psychological harm as a result of the encounter. Oh, my God. The judge declared, even though a shot was not fired, the injuries were very real. Keep a civil tongue in your head, John. Bundy is a state's right advocate and a leading figure in a decades-long fight by ranchers and others who maintain the federal government has no authority over vast stretches of public lands in western United States. No, only people like Hillary Clinton that want to sell uranium, 20% of our uranium, to the Russians, since they're such bad guys. And they're talking about collusion and interfering with what? Elections? When Hillary Clinton can sell material that can be made into nuclear weapons and that gets a pass? What about the ex-senator there from Nevada that cashed in many times on Nevada land? Him and his son both. According to this story, defendants in the case have maintained that they were moved not by anti-government sentiment, but instead by images of U.S. Bureau and Land Management agents using stun guns and dogs against Bundy family members. And that is true. Burleson was not working for the FBI when he called for Arizona militia members to go with him to the Bundy ranch. And he didn't apologize Wednesday for traveling to the scene of the tense standoff. The confrontation pitted heavily armed federal agents at the gates of the corrals where several hundred of Bundy's cattle had been rounded up against men with assault rifles on Interstate 15 overpass and hundreds of protesters in a dry riverbed. Burleson told the judge, yeah, I was down in that wash. I did not go with the intention of killing anybody or assaulting anybody. It was a planned tactical assault, as the government says we did. It wasn't. Burleson also conceded later, posting alcohol-fueled rants and raves on Facebook about his role in making the government back down. Firearms and alcohol never mix, folks. Defense attorney Jackson characterized Burleson as mesmerized by his fame. After a photo was widely circulating, showing him holding a rifle in sort of a combat pose. It made Mr. Burleson feel important, his attorney said. Boy, some kind of attorney, huh? And of course, he didn't testify at his own trial in April. Jurors found co-defendant Todd Engel, 50, of Idaho, guilty of obstruction and traveling across state lines in aid of extortion. What the hell? What were they extorting? What did they tell the feds out there? Look, if you don't go away, we're going to shoot the cattle ourselves. What extortion? Now, Engel could face 30 years in prison at sentencing September 28th. Folks, I could go kill a cop and not get 68 years, let alone 30. Two months of testimony failed to reach verdicts for four other defendants who are being retried. See, they didn't get them the first time, so they're going to try them again. And none of this stuff, none of this stuff is hitting mainstream media. Of course, we're too busy extolling the virtues of John McCain on Fox News and picking up the narrative and trying to defend Donald Trump against a CIA-planted stories. Holy mackerel. But of course, Bundy and his son, Ammon and Ryan, and two other defendants are due for trial later this year. Six others, including two other Bundy sons, are slated for trial next year. It'll be covered just as extensively as this trial was yesterday. And I guarantee you, dollars to donuts. Oh, yeah, they covered this out in Nevada. Oh, yeah. They covered it there. But nowhere else. See, we don't want you thinking about things like this. It's beyond your realm to understand. Such things as property rights, sovereignty, overreaching Fed. You know, hell, let's not touch how many people are cashing in on Nevada. Can't do that. Let's just convict him. The words that this judge was using, it intimidated federal officers and it damaged and hurt them and they may not recover. What? These people are in the business of killing people, for God's sakes. It's what they do. Brent in Wisconsin. Hello, Brent.
Yes, hello, John. Speaking of Lavoie Finicum, my heart certainly goes out to the family of the survivors of Mr. Finicum. Reminds me so much of the Gordon Call assassination back in the 1980s in North Dakota when he and a group of patriots, including one of his sons, was stopped at a roadblock coming back, I think, from a meeting they had been to, and had a shootout with some of the federal marshals, and one or two of them were killed, and they wound up following Gordon Call down to Arkansas, I believe it was, and killed him down there.
Mm-hmm.
We certainly, you know, many of us have forgotten that situation, and the government, this isn't the first time they've done this to Americans.
Well, and it's the power of the Fed and what they consider to be legitimate, and nobody challenges this. And these people in the western states have been challenging this through court actions, through demonstrations, for years and years and years and years and years. But they won't talk about any of this stuff. They will not talk about the basis of what these people, it's just that Bundy just refused to pay $1 million in grazing fees. Well, wait a minute. Ammon Bundy was out there with his, here was the question. Why do we have BLM, why do we have the government out here charging for grazing fees when they don't really maintain anything? It's real hard. The reason why they've got to run cattle halfway around the western states, it's pretty thin pickings out there. It's a hell of a place to try to grow cattle, let alone try to water them. But it's a hard life raising cattle. And the issue has always been with Ammon Bundy and this whole damn thing. And whose land is this anyhow? And who the hell is the federal government to be charging us grazing fees in land that should be the state's to begin with? That's the issue here. But no, that's not going to stop the Fed from ignoring all of this stuff. It's not going to stop them from enforcing or intimidating people into not standing up against the federal government, and they're plain wrong on this one. This is the issue that they do not want to address, because if they start there, Brent, how many more issues of the federal government and its reach into the several sovereign states? We don't want to look at that either.
No, and they control all the news that's the mainstream people watch. You know, you can't go into a fast food restaurant, but what you don't have some CNN crapola on there pumping their vitriol at you. And I'd never encourage anyone to be a Mason, but the Masons have a saying, 99 parts truth and one part lie equals 99 parts lie and one part truth. And we need to realize that when we watch television. Now, my wife and I have not watched television for, probably going on 25 years. And it has freed us up. It has cleared the fog out of our brains for the most part so that we can really get a grip on what's actually happening in the world.
Well, congratulations on walking away. I wished I could, because I've got to watch and hawk what the mainstream media is doing, even though their listenership or viewership is dying off. You know, it's still regarded, often recited, spread around as if it's the holy grail of we're here to tell you the truth. When it's nothing, yes. It's nothing more than opinion, and then they sit there with handpicked people debating amongst themselves rather than bringing up the players that are actually involved in this stuff. Most amazing thing I've ever seen. All right, well, Brent, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Have a great day.
All right, and thank you for walking away from that stuff and listening to RBN. I'm sure his mind's a little bit clearer than most Americans out there. Fritz in Missouri. Hello, Fritz.
Hey, how are you doing tonight?
Good.
Can you hear me okay?
Yep.
You know, earlier this month there were 15,000 people in that same Malheur Forest, National Forest out there, basically doing a freedom demonstration. They were there unpermitted. They dug ditches for their bio waste. They built huge bonfires. They built temporary structures. They tapped the springs. And the feds were there. I'm sure they wrote a lot of tickets and probably arrested some guys for pot. But 15,000 people unpermitted in the same forest, and not a peep on the Patriot radio stations or on the mainstream.
Oh,
because they were hippies.
Oh,
because they were hippies.
Fritz, that's not true. One of our old broadcasters is sitting in a federal jail right now awaiting sentencing for going out there and covering it. And he was no damn hippie.
For covering the 15,000...
Yes, Malheur, Fritz. Yes, Fritz, Malheur. How often do you listen to this network? Because that has been covered extensively.
Are you talking about Lacovara?
Yes, I'm talking about Tom Lacovara.
Yeah, I'm talking about a different event. I'm talking about earlier this July, the Rainbow Family Gathering that they have every year.
Okay.
In Malheur. It was...
Okay.
15,000 people.
Huh. Now, that one I didn't hear about. I'm sorry.
Nobody heard about it. And when I try and drop it in these chat rooms, everybody goes, oh, they're a bunch of hippies, and they miss the whole point. The point is there were 15,000 unpermitted people exercising their freedom on public land, digging trenches, tapping springs, trampling fields, you know, just by using them, and so on. And not a peep.
Well, we'll see what we can
do. Rainbow Family Gathering.
Rainbow.
I think they call themselves the Rainbow Family Gather, the Rainbow Family of Living Light. They've been doing this for 30 years, and they do it every year in some national park, national forest. And this year, during the week of July 4th, it was in the Malheur Forest.
So if we got a bunch of hippies that probably aren't gun owners and, you know, staunch constitutionalists are yelling about this country's a republic, not a democracy. The mainstream won't even cover that because
Well, now these aren't your run of the mill hippies. These aren't your Abby Hoffmans and your San Francisco. I mean, they look like hippies when you look at them, but these are anarchists who believe in individual freedom and self-governance.
All right. Well, you know,
Fritz, it's an interesting group. I have a friend. Who, I mean, he wears a three-corner hat, and he can quote you out of the Federalist Papers. I mean, this guy is no socialist, and this is like the big event for him. This is the big event of his year every year when he goes out there. And he's got a website called SanityClause.com, Sanity Clause, where you can find his writings.
Great.
So I wanted to throw that in because I've tried to bring it up in a couple chat rooms and I get poo-pooed and stuff. But I think it's interesting that no permit, they were there with no permit. They did the same thing that the Bundy crowd did. And I guess there's something to be said about safety in numbers.
Well, actually, from what I gather, talking with Tom out there, that they actually cleaned the damn place up. There were a lot of people out there, and that place wasn't ramshackled. They had respect for it. They cleaned it up. There was a collection of old Indian stuff out there that was just basically thrown in a corner that was not being looked after as they claimed that it was to be, and they had respect for the place and they kept it clean. But now you got people to go out there, trample all over everything, dig dishes, do whatever, and still not going to hear about it. And I would suspect, Fritz, that the reason why you're not hearing about that is that it would lead people back into, yeah, what about that Bundy thing? What about that Mal Heuer thing? This thing has completely dropped off the radar scope.
Yeah, well, I'm not promoting the Rainbow Family, but you know, a group of front men go out there a couple of weeks before the event, and they lay out the site and they draw maps and they meet with the feds and start to set up the camp. And at the end, there's several hundred people stay after the event for a couple of weeks and clean up everything and put everything back the way they found it.
All right. Well, I appreciate the heads up. Thank you, Fritz.
Thank you, sir.
All right. And I wanted to get around to this. California and its dive over the cliff like a bunch of lemmings. Nearly a million undocumented drivers could be licensed in California by the end of the year. Through June of 2017, the Department of Motor Vehicles has issued approximately 905,000 driver's license under Assembly Bill 60, the law requiring applicants to prove only their identity and California residency, and that means show them an electric bill, I guess, rather than their legal presence in the United States or in California state. Where'd they come from? Passed in 2013, after more than 15 years of lobbying by advocates, AB 60 was intended to bolster public safety and reduce penalties for undocumented immigrants, not illegal aliens, undocumented immigrants who drive. Aiding and abetting. Well, one thing that Jeff Sessions is doing, and I guess he's been talking to the state attorney general's office out there in California, they're basically telling you, you keep up with the sanctuary stuff, we're going to cut off all federal funds to your state. Don't worry, they're flush with cash. I'm sure they can ride it out. Yeah. Welcome to America today, folks. Hopefully not the same America tomorrow and into the future. Thanks for being here today.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.